Hey guys, thanks for joining me for another Intentional Manhood Minute. Today I want to talk with you about fear. So as we get started, take just a second and think about some of the things that may make you afraid. Maybe the thought of losing your job scares you, or the stock market failing, or what will happen with your children in the future. Who will they marry? Where will they go to school? Will they maintain a relationship with the Lord? You know, there's tons of things that we as men can find our minds distracted by, making us fearful. And we know even from the Word of God that fear is a natural emotion. It's a natural thought process, because we can even look at the life of Job. The Bible says that Job was perfect and upright in all of his ways, but we see that even Job had fear, because it says when all those bad things happened to Job, he said, "The thing that I feared most has come upon me." So we know that even a mighty man of God can be afraid. So what we need to do now is look back to the Word again and see what God says about fear. And the first verse I want to point out to you is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power, love, and a sound mind." So what that tells us, guys, is whenever we feel afraid, which is natural, we can allow the Spirit of God to envelop us and rise up within us and kind of push out that fear. And we allow His spirit of power, love, and sound mind take the place of our physical, fleshly feelings. So we rely on God. And the awesome thing is, and we'll see in John chapter 14, verse 17, it says, and this is Jesus talking, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." This is great, guys. This is a gift. This is Jesus telling us that He is giving us the gift of peace of mind, peace of heart. And it's a gift that the world can't take away from us, and it can't give us, so we don't have to be afraid. So guys, whenever you have those thoughts of fear rise up within us, and they will, we need to know that we can rely on God. It's not about suppressing our fear. It's not about overcoming our fear necessarily. It's about knowing who we are in Christ and that He is giving us the gift of peace, so that when we feel fearful, we know that He's given us power, love, sound mind, peace that we can rely on. I encourage you today, go to God's Word. Tons of encouraging things there that'll help us along each and every day. God bless you.